5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cedar Point. Kelly, you didn't grow up in Michigan, so I don't know. Like, Cedar Point for Michigan kids.
It's like your Six Flags, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I haven't been there in a long time. Like, when I went there last time, Top Thrill Dragster was in its second or third year, so it's been a long time. But I love the idea of going. I can't wait till all of our boys are old enough so we can take them. I'm already saving for it. I think it'll be about $40,000.
Probably.
And they have a new ride they announced yesterday. It is the highest, fastest, and longest tilting roller coaster in the world.
Ooh.
I was not familiar with the tilting coaster. I guess I've seen them before. I didn't really make sense why they're called that.
They look terrible. I mean, for those of us who are not into such things.
There is no question that this is something you would hate especially.
Uh-huh.
So what it is it's about, I think they said 167 feet. It's called Siren's Curse.
I see a couple of stats about this thing. You said 160 feet tall. There's a 90-degree drop. It goes 60 miles an hour. And there's 13 airtime moments.
Ooh, that's a lot. All right, here it is. Breaking news.
We begin this half hour with breaking news from Cedar Point.
No.
The park has just announced a new coaster for next year.
What's making Hot Wings say no is you go up the hill at the beginning, and it takes you out, and you're on a single piece of straight track at the top of a tower. Then you stop, and the track ends at the end of that straight piece of track. Then, after you're in position, the entire track tilts 90 degrees. Until you're looking straight down.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine a seesaw, except the seesaw goes completely vertical.
Instead of just off the side of a cliff.
Yeah. And it's run by the kid who always jumped off when you were at the top, so you broke your ass.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez.
It's called Siren's Curse. It will be the tallest, fastest, and longest tilt roller coaster in North America.
I don't like this at all.
The way they showed it is it looks like it mechanically tilts.
Yes.
I don't want any mechanics in there.
To be weight-based?
I want them to purposely put the heavier people in the front, the lighter people in the back, so it rolls out, and then all of a sudden, boink!
And what if your group was just close enough balanced where it went back and forth a little bit, and you had to lean forward?
Man, if the entire ride was going up the hill, and then going out onto this thing, and then just tilting forward, I'd die.
Like, even so, you don't even need the part where you then go on the coaster.
Just this as the ride. That's too much.
Just the prelude.
I would cry and pass out.
Hot Wings would die.
I would. I think I might die.
See from this animation, the coaster will come to a stop at the top. Then the track will tilt 90 degrees until it locks back in place, dropping riders 160 feet. Cedar Point says the new ride will reach speeds of nearly 60 miles per hour and will feature 13 weightless moments.
Oh, I love that.
The weightless moments is good.
And the thing is, you know, you hear 60, and like 60 doesn't sound that fast, but on corners that tight, that's really fast.
Yeah, on like by roller, like what Top Thrill Dragster, I think, is 130, or King to Ka in New Jersey is about that. So this isn't as fast, but you're right. It's the tight quarters. Oh. Like they have one at Cedar Point. I've only been on it once, called the Maverick.
Oh, that one's scary.
Like, it looks like, I remember when I got in line for it, I'm like, all right, well, let's go out on this one. Why is the line so long? This looks like kind of a, it's kind of a small coaster. But first of all, it has a greater than 90 degree drop. And it's meant to simulate riding a wild horse. And so it has cutbacks and turns and quick hills and jumps. Oh. And it's jerky. Largely unpredictable, but in a fun way. And then, I mean, look, this is a spoiler, but it's been out for like 15 years. At one point, you come into like what looks like one of their carriage houses, and you're just enough kind of in the moment on the ride that when it slows to a stop, you're like, oh, I'm done. Like when you get to the end of a roller coaster and you stop, and then the next car takes off and you slowly go in. Mm-hmm. Except this is a bait and switch. And as soon as you stop in there, Maitland, just enough time for you to go, oh, I guess we're stopping here. It rockets you out with magnetic power and you start taking off again. It's
I cried.
Fun. You did?
Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to be that fast and that kind of, like you were saying, unpredictable.
It's so fun.
And that was the first time I had ever ridden that one. And yeah, I cried when it took off from the carriage house. I wanted to be done so bad.
Do you like roller coasters generally?
But I like to know what's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like any surprises on
them. I wouldn't like that unpredictability. Yeah, I'm amazed. As somebody who just, I can't handle that stuff, I'm amazed at people whose bodies can handle not only that, but all of it, going backwards or flying or upside down or the tight turn. Like, to me, I'm shocked that everyone doesn't pass out on these newer rides.
Well, I mean, they engineer it. They're not just putting stuff up willy-nilly and hoping it works.
No, I know.
It's not like the death coaster we learned about years ago.
No, but it's like when
you wouldn't pass out.
It's like when you see, well, some people do, like on the, you know, like the slingshot up rides, they pass out. Or when you see people like on a ride along in a fighter jet. To me, these look like they're as intense as that. And I would die. There's no doubt. I don't even want to get on an airplane.
I would die. There's no doubt.
Like when we went, like when we fly on our friend's plane, I can't be in the one in the backward seat. Like I can't do it. I did that on one flight once where I ended up being like in a backward seat. That was the worst.
That was the
Oh, it was, and like I felt the same way. Like when you'd be in the back seat of the, just in a station wagon on the ground, and you were in the backward facing seat.
Yeah,
I can't handle that.
I believe you said it was your 9/11.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of, I guess. You know, it's about as close as I got.
A bad flight.
It's pretty bad.
Well, that was the same airport I flew out of yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, when you were a pilot.
Yeah. Ottawa Executive Airport.
Did you wear a hat?
A hat?
Like a pilot hat?
Yeah. Is it like trainee? like one of those paper Burger King hats. You don't get like the full on like captain's hat. You just get a paper one.
Steve's taking lessons. He's going to be a pilot.
It just says like Buzz Boy.
Buzz Boy. Did it have a propeller like when we met you at that parade fresh out of school?
That's I'm going to be a broadcaster and a pilot.
Okay, little fella. Where's your mommy? And then right then, right when we met you, there was an announcement that you needed to pick up your sandwiches. All of Steve's stories crashing together. None of them happened the way we were telling them.
I still always imagine that more as a tray of lasagna or goulash.
A bowl of cheese fettuccine.
Like something that's got tin foil on the top of it.
I mean, I understand why you do.
Yeah. It's funnier in my mind that way, I think.
And my mom showed up. She still had her apron on.
Yeah.
Steven, you forgot your lasagna.
She was nursing your sister.
Don't get hungry,
boy. Even though she's older than you.
She's like 24.
Come on, Lisa. Let's go look at the baggage at the airport.
Yeah. Like, I imagine that she screamed on two wheels. In the Grand Caravan, but it has stickers on it that say "I Rock."
It's the whole back window was an Italian flag.
As did all of the cars in New Jersey, regardless of make and model, they all said "I Rock" in the 1990s.
Yeah, I would assume that it had an Italian flag or an in memoriam sticker.
Yeah, for Apollo Creed.
or Uncle Lucio or something.
Like for Pavarotti.
And then there were only two tenors. What happened to the tenors? We're dumb.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.